56-year-old man named Bart Ryder needed cataract surgery back in 2023, both eyes. If you've had this surgery or you know someone who does, you probably already know this. Doctors do it one eye at a time. That way you always have one working eyeball. Mm-hmm. The surgery, I'm told, is usually fairly quick, but the patient does have to be sedated. So Bart chose to have his procedures done at Insight Surgery Center. This is in Lone Tree, Colorado, by Dr. Stark Johnson, which sounds like a
soap opera.
Like a Marvel villain. Yeah. Or soap opera.
Stark Johnson. Yeah.
Stark Johnson. Yeah. But something went wrong on that fateful day. Bart, the patient, stopped breathing at some point, lost consciousness, and never woke up. Died in the recovery room.
Oh, no.
Bart's widow, Chris, blames Dr. Stark Johnson and the anesthesiologist on duty that day. His name is Michael Urban. The two men were playing musical bingo during the procedure. In court, the story came out, unknown to her at the time. It had become routine, according to court documents and deposition transcript, for Johnson and Urban to listen to music during surgeries. Now, we've had people, we've had doctors from ERs call us a lot, or ORs, excuse me. Sometimes it's classical, sometimes it's classic rock, whatever. Not uncommon.
When I had my colonoscopy, he said, "What kind of music do you want to listen to?" I said, "80s pop." And they're like, "Seriously?"
Like a virgin.
Because you know we're sticking this up your butt. Yeah.
And the last thing you want to hear is
"Like a Virgin" or "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." Uh-huh.
Girls just want to have fun.
That'd be what you'd go out on.
Uh-huh.
They're like, "We kind of pegged you for classic rock." I said, "Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I won't." I mean, you get any Backstreet Boys or something like that? NSYNC, maybe. I don't know.
So according to the doctors, the bingo game involves Urban and Johnson playing mostly 70s and 80s music, attempting to tie the bands involving to B, to I, to N, to G, and O. In fact, Dr. Urban said, I'll give you an example. If the Bee Gees come on. That's a B.
For bingo. I was wondering how it worked.
Yeah, I've heard of musical bingo, but I've never played it.
I think that'd be frowned upon in the medical game.
Well, I mean, doctors do multiple. They're certainly able to multitask.
Yes.
But Urban said he was the one keeping score on Feb 3rd, 2023, and was asked, "When did the game get started?" He said, "We played this for years. It never stopped." And ironically, we chose Staying Alive.
Oh, my God.
A man who never woke up.
And the guy died.
What had happened was they turned the music up so loud, they missed the warning signs on the breathing apparatus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Then they're in trouble. They're losing their license and everything.
They settled out of court. And Dr. Stark Johnson has lost his license in Colorado, but he's moved to Oregon where he is free to operate.
Oh, I don't know about this now.
So heads up.
That's really wrong. I feel terrible for that guy and his family, man.
I mean, 56 years old, gone.
It's one thing to play and be distracted. Yeah. No, I'm younger than that. Close, but no. It's one thing to be distracted, but you're so distracted you can't even hear the warning. I mean, the machine tells you this guy's dying, and you don't hear it.
Coding. We all know those sounds.
They're just bebopping along to the Bee Gees.
Trying to think of a band that starts with I now.
Indigo Girls.
There's one. Ink Spots.
NXS. And you've got Nirvana, of course, and many others.
Yeah. The Go-Go's.
Grateful Dead.
Oasis.
Well, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, bingo. That's it. That's it. Bingo.
All right. Let's sew this. Uh-oh.
Let's sew this fat bastard up. We got another one.
We got a 2 o'clock tea time.
What? That is terrible.